American Cruise Lines visits small towns in the United States, including two ships that call throughout the summer and wrangle. These ships in the Connecticut-based company are small, hosting about 170 passengers each. Director of Government Affairs Kristen Mira describes their travelers as mature and many with mobility challenges who prefer the smaller ships. She says the company promotes community interaction and learning about culture when their tourists step foot in the small towns they visit.
They really want to know the history, the culture. They have a deep appreciation for that.
She emphasizes ACL's commitment to community integration and economic development. If the city and borough of Wrangell and ACL partner up, the 40-year lease would include a new dock on Wrangell's waterfront to ensure long-term growth. ACL would pay for the dock, but the city would be in charge of filling in the waterfront. The current cost estimate for 125,000 cubic yards of fill is $2 million. Mira says that it's really important the public has access to the dock.
It's going to be a new, very important public asset on the waterfront and is designed to encourage community use and not just cruise line use.
Borough Manager Mason Villarma says the project would be a step towards developing the waterfront. It would support marine services, seafood production, and local employment opportunities.
Never has there been a time where there's so many puzzle pieces up in the air on our waterfront. And I think we have a really great opportunity to develop our waterfront and find meaningful economic development opportunities.
If the city and ACL reach an agreement, Wrangell could issue revenue bonds as soon as late this year or early next year. Villarma says no tax dollars would be involved. Bond debt would be covered by revenues from the port. Both Villarma and ACL representatives emphasize the importance of community feedback and the company's efforts to integrate with local businesses. They say this project will ensure a sustainable and inclusive future for Wrangell.
We like having the quality of life that we do. We're authentic here. We don't want to be a Ketchikan, a Juneau, a Sitka. We don't want a ramrod 1.5 million passengers through this community and ruin everything that we appreciate about it. So I think the fit and the model of ACL is something that I hear from community members is a good thing for the community.
Some Wrangellites support the plan, like Dawn Ingerman. She and her husband own two retail stores downtown. She says although their stores get better business with the bigger ships, she still supports the smaller ones if both can dock at the same time in Wrangell.
We're excited about the proposal. We are pro mixed cruise ships. I'd like to see a variety of large ones that we're getting now and smaller ones. In my industry, we love the smaller ones. They, you know, stay a little bit longer.
But others have concerns. They worry about the impact of cruise ships on local businesses and the need for a balanced approach, including Brian Herman, who owns Canoe Lagoon Oysters. He says for 2 years he supplied ACL with local oysters and seafood from other local fishermen because they had the buy local, support local mentality.
The chefs loved them. And at the time, we were just starting to sell crab as well. And they took some crab on the boat and they loved the crab. And so it became a weekly thing. And by the end of the season, they wanted oysters on the boat every week.
But Herman says that changed this year when the cruise line's purchasing department shifted focus, resulting in communication issues. He says he faced difficulties in getting timely responses and orders from the cruise line. He says their purchasing agent insisted on ordering 2 days in advance, but that wasn't enough time to supply an order, especially with oysters and its testing protocols and the short shrimp season. He says he told ACL he would need a week's notice to supply the cruise line, as in previous years.
And his response was, I can get shrimp from wherever. I don't need to get it from you. He said, I can get it from Seattle. I said, it's not going to be the same shrimp. He's like, oh, I can get it. I'll get it from Seattle or I'll get it from Anchorage. I'm like, but it won't be from Wrangell.
He says in the long run, ACL's not buying local product won't really cost them jobs, but it's not going to help the Wrangell economy the way everybody thinks it will. He says because ACL sells cruise packages, their guests don't buy much locally because everything's included in their trip.
They say they're committed to doing it, but obviously their actions are not the same as what their words are.
The meeting concluded with a commitment to ongoing communication and collaboration to achieve the community's goals. The Borough Assembly will review it at its meeting in July. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.